Are we recording? Yes, we are. Today we have George in the studio and we are going to be talking about the differences between PC and console and also how these games are distributed. George is a first year games computing student at the University of Lincoln. Hello, George.
Hello.
With the ongoing debates between PC and console gamers about which platform is better, which side do you tend to agree with?
I usually agree with PC gaming because that's what I use.
Why is this platform better than console, do you think?
It's not really better, but there are like pros and cons of each. Like, it costs more for a PC, but then you can also like mod games, so you get a longer life out of them and stuff like that. The best thing to do if you can't really afford like a good gaming PC would be to buy a console. Because if you buy that, then it will last for like a solid 6 years at least. And then, like, then you just need to buy another console, whereas with a gaming PC, after about like 3 years, you'll probably need to pay like another £300 to upgrade it so you can keep on using it and stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So with PC, the upgrades in software or such take a lot longer than upgrades in consoles.
Yeah.
Do you play any console games at all?
No, but I did used to before. Like, I saved up the money to get a PC.
What did you play on?
Xbox 360.
Xbox 360, good choice. When you are buying games on PC, do you buy them digitally or physically?
Depends which one's cheaper.
Okay, what's usually the case?
Usually it's digitally.
Usually digitally. Is that on Steam?
Yeah.
Okay. What about on console? So when you did play on Xbox, do you buy digital or physical?
Physical, because that was usually cheaper.
Usually cheaper. Do you think that one day consoles will go completely digital?
Yeah, but not for a good couple of years now, because like the Xbox One tried to do that, but then the public really didn't like that because there are places that still can't really have internet, like a solid internet connection all the time. So when like the internet is sustained in more areas, then I think they'll try with that again.
Okay. One of the main problems with digital distribution, which has become very apparent through the likes of Steam, is the fact that anyone can just upload a game and sell it. This can leave the marketplace full of terrible and often broken games. How do you think that Valve, the company that owns Steam, could prevent this sort of thing from happening?
Well, they sort of have a thing. They have the Steam Greenlight, which basically, like, the people vote for what games they want, and then Valve will look at those games and if they think it's worth it, they will publish it on Steam. There's like other distributors that just let you upload and publish it, but with Steam you need to go through like a voting process, and it still leaves broken games coming out, but it reduces it slightly, sort of thing. So,
okay, that makes sense. Have you ever bought a dodgy game on the likes of Steam or anything like that?
Not yet. I usually wait a few days before I get buying anything to see whether it's broken.
Okay, so do you read like online reviews and things like that before you buy a game? Yeah. Thank you, George, for talking to us today.
You're welcome.